Wither the unmarked grave? In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Heartfelt condolences to you all. Today is the anniversary of a very tragic event. It is the day on which, exactly 1,431 years ago, a noble and virtuous lady in the prime of her youth left the world in the pathetic condition of using a staff to lean upon in order to walk since her ribs were broken as a result of being pinned to the wall when the burning door of her house was deliberately smashed upon her. Moreover, her patrimony had been seized. Her loyal husband was deprived of his political right of leadership by persons not even worthy to hold a candle to him. And the dynamic legacy of her father was being distorted. Who was this lady and what made her suffer such a tragic fate that finally resulted in her martyrdom? Let us find answers to these questions in our special feature on Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace upon her, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. It was on the 3rd of the month of Jamadi al-Thani that she joined her father in afterlife, in a mere 95 days after his departure from the transient world. Father, I remain bewildered and lonely, confused and lonesome. My voice is subdued. My back is broken. My life is disturbed. Surely, after you, God's revelations, the place of Gabriel's descent and Michael's station have vanished. Father, motives have changed and gates have been shut in my face. O Father, I will forever be sorrowful until we are reunited. Father, we became after you among the oppressed. Father, people shun us after you, after we were glorified by your presence. O Father, how gloomy are your meeting places without your presence. How pained I am for you until I soon join you. How bereaved is Abul Hassan, the father of your two grandsons, Hassan and Hussein, your beloved one, he whom you brought up as a youth and made your brother as a man, the most beloved of your companions to you, Abul Hassan, who was the first to migrate and help you. What we recited to you are passages from a heartrending elegy of a bereaved daughter for a departed father. As is clear from the wordings and the phrases, the one being mourned is not an ordinary person, but the Almighty's last and greatest messenger to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. It is also obvious that the one weeping for him and complaining to him about the calamities that befell his Ahlul Bayt after his farewell to the mortal world is his only surviving child. She is none other than Fatimatu Zahra, peace upon her, who, because of her profound care and concern for her widowed father, following the death of her mother, Ummul Mu'minin, the mother of all true believers, Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her, over a dozen years ago, after over 25 years of marital bliss with the Prophet, had earned the epithet of Umm Abiha, or mother of her own father. On God's command, the Prophet had always shown his only surviving child the greatest respect, even standing to his feet on her arrival, and had often said in plain and simple Arabic, without mincing words, Fatima is a part of me. Whoever hurts her has hurt me, and whoever hurts me has hurt God. History is at times a painful reading. No sooner had the Prophet's eyes closed forever, the persecution of his nearest and dearest ones started, in violation of God's commandment to Muslims that their love and affection for the Prophet's progeny is a token of their faith in Islam and a form of gratitude to the efforts of the Prophet, as is evident by Ayah 23 of Surah Shura, which reads, Say, O Prophet, to the people, I do not ask you any reward for it that is enlightening you with the message of Islam, except love of my nearest of kin. No wonder we find Fatima, peace upon her, complaining at the graveside of her father after her patrimony of Fadak had been seized, after her husband's political right of leadership of the Ummah had been usurped, after the blazing door had been flung in her face, pinning her to the wall, after her ribs had been broken, after the miscarriage she suffered, the stillborn Mohsen being the first martyr of the Ahlul Bayt, and after the dragging of her husband under threat of death. She was not lamenting her sufferings or that of her husband and her children, although she knew, by God-given knowledge, that the deviationist trend which had started at Saqifa Bani Sa'deh, while the Prophet was being laid to rest by his divinely designated vicegerent, Imam Ali, peace upon him, will one day see the rise of the charlatan Yazid, godless, of the Umayyad to the Caliphate, and the tragedy of Karbala, where her household would be slaughtered mercilessly by those masquerading as Muslims. She was actually grief-stricken for the catastrophe befalling Islam, as had been the case with the messages of the past prophets, for example, Moses and Jesus, whose teachings had been distorted into Judaism and Christianity. As the spotlessly pure lady of all times, whose veiled presence at the field of Mubahale, as specified by revelation of Ayah 61 of Surah Al-Imran, had convinced the Christians of Najran of the truth of Islam, Lady Fatima, peace upon her, took the decisive decision of unmasking hypocrisy forever when in her last will she instructed her aggrieved husband, I ask you not to let anyone who did injustice to me to witness my funeral, for they certainly are enemies of mine and the enemy of Allah's messenger, Also, don't give them the chance to pray over me, nor to any of their followers. Bury me at night, when eyes are at rest and sight is put to sleep. Imam Ali, peace upon him, carried out the wishes of his beloved wife in the dead of night on the 3rd of Jamadi al-Thani, 95 days after the Prophet's passing away, at an unmarked and still unknown spot in Medina, so that the shadow of those that had displeased her and the Prophet would never fall upon it, nor would any future blasphemers such as the Wahhabis of our time would be able to desecrate it. Though there is no shrine to cover her unknown grave, her memory lives and continues to inspire the seekers of truth. The legacy of Lady Fatima, peace upon her, is immortal. During her short life, she manifested all virtues. She possessed such an in-depth understanding of the universe and its creator to such an extent that till this day she is considered as the most excellent exemplar for all virtuous women. She lived a simple life, and as long as she was alive, Imam Ali, peace upon him, never took another wife. Lady Fatima, peace upon her, made every effort to promote justice and to uphold righteousness. She also made utmost efforts to fulfill her duties. She knew that life, with all its ups and downs, is an opportunity for fulfillment of duties. She knew that on the Day of Judgment, God will question all people of their duties. Thus, Lady Fatima, peace upon her, stood steadfastly for the defense of Wilayat, or God-given authority of her husband, Imam Ali, peace upon him, the divinely designated successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. In this regard, her two famous sermons, which are eloquently unmatched pieces of Arabic literature, are preserved to this day and serve as guideline for true understanding of the fundamentals of faith. Volumes would be required to recount her merits. Here we present an instance from her life when a woman came to her and said, "I have a weak mother who has become confused about a matter related to her prayer. She sent me to inquire from you about it." Lady Fatima Zahra, peace upon her, answered her in a satisfactory manner. The woman, encouraged by the knowledge and kindness of the Prophet's daughter, used to frequently come to her with more questions and return with the most satisfactory answers. One day, this lady came with another question and said, "O daughter of Allah's Messenger, I shall not cause you any more inconvenience." Lady Fatima, peace upon her, replied, "Ask me anything that comes to your mind. Suppose if a man had been hired to transport a heavy load to the top of a mountain for a reward of 1,000 dinars, do you think it would bother him?" The woman said, "No." Lady Fatima Peace upon her continued, "My reward for answering every question is more than that which fills the space between the earth and the celestial throne with pearls. Thus, I should be more apt to answer your questions. Surely, I heard my father say, when the scholars of our followers are gathered on the day of resurrection, they will be bestowed with garments of honor equal in quantity to their knowledge and a struggle to guide Allah's worshippers up to the point that any one of them will be gifted with 1,000,000 garments of light." Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace upon her, then added, "O worshipper of Allah, surely a thread of those garments is better than that on which the sun rises. Alas, such a noble lady was murdered in the prime of youth, leaving the seekers of knowledge deprived. No wonder we, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, observe the holiday on this doleful day every year with mourning ceremonies and rallies held throughout the country to enlighten our hearts, minds, and souls with the immortal legacy of the Prophet's daughter. We again offer you heartfelt condolences on this sad occasion. God bless you and goodbye."